alternative for the front range.
You gotta open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Psychic Marla Mitchell lives here every Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Hey, Marla.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. People with birthdays today, really interesting, fun year that they're in numerology.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun year for them.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's a personal year 9.
You're
correct?
In a 9, Molly. Ugh. Yes, you're right. It is a 9 year. And so, a 9 year, you can look at it negatively or positively. A 9 year is a year of change. You must let go of something to receive something new in your 9 year. In your 1 year next year. Mm-hmm. So this is your year of changing behaviors, attitudes, beliefs. You may either let go of a job yourself or be let go. You may have to move. Your lease may be up or you may get evicted. I mean, a 9 year is just endings of at any scope. It can be really, really a busy, crazy 9 year or just a few things that are very subtle on a very internal level. But either way, you are changing and you have been changing, and it's really strong right now on your birthday.
Yeah.
And after it passes, then it'll start waning off. You still may have some changes in your 1 year, but it'll all be leading towards something new and a new opportunity, a new beginning. And so, yeah, you could change jobs many times like Molly did.
Yeah.
You could be jumping around and stuff. And even in your 1 year, still some changes, but all of them in your 1 year will be more of like you'll have this insight like, oh, yeah, things are getting better now. I can see that this is improving. I can see that this job leads to that. And
yeah,
but it can be tough in a 9 year.
Yeah, it's definitely really tough. Before I really knew anything about numerology, I just, you know, thought, no, whatever, you know, life just throws weird things your way. And it always does, no matter what personal year you're in. And then, like, we started talking about numerology on the air. And I was like, oh, this is what, because I, you know, went through a 9 year last year. And it was like, you know, job changed, moved, and, you know,
just relationship change,
just relationship There's, changes and,
yeah.
you know, just a bunch of
growth.
Things.
It's growth.
Yeah.
Whenever we suffer. Okay, people. So listen, whenever we suffer, whenever we're in pain, we are growing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at it as a bad thing. Don't be the victim. Look at your suffering and pain as, okay, I'm choosing to suffer because I'm not accepting what's happening. I'm resisting.
Mm-hmm.
If you let go and accept, then you will not suffer as much. But as we are suffering, as we are in pain, it means we're growing. So just to throw in a little caveat here, the country is suffering right now, right?
Yeah.
With this election, the country is growing.
It is.
It is.
It may not feel like it.
It can be painful.
Yeah.
And it's all about our attitudes. Are we going to be angry and pissed off and or those who voted for Trump celebrate? You know, it just goes both ways. But what are we going to do about it? And this is true for any anything that's going on. And the country is in a 9 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, holy cow.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can choose to suffer or you can choose to look at it positively, make the changes, let go. And then in a 1 year, 2017 is a 1 year for all of us. Okay. Mm-hmm. With the universe, it's new beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big sigh.
It is. Just, you know, a lot to think about with with all of that. 1-800-595-2943. You want to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell, give us a call or shoot us a Facebook message on 94.3 The X. Something we were talking about off the air, the full moon,
super moon.
And you're like, how'd you do with the moon? And I just didn't even think of it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I had some stuff happen, you know, this past week and, you know, got through it. But I'm like, oh yeah, it's the moon.
It's the moon.
Why.
Now, you know, the moon's a super moon. We've had several of them this year, but this was supposedly the closest one since 1945 or something like that, which I couldn't tell if it looked that much closer, but it was big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
When I looked at it, it was like maybe around 7 o'clock and we were like, no, this is not impressive at all. We didn't look at it at the right time. It had to be like at a certain time.
4 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
But it definitely created a lot of emotions mm-hmm. and feelings in people. And so that yeah. could be even more of the, you know, with the election on top of it. And then, you know, I had my mom in ICU in the hospital over the weekend. And it's yeah. just a lot of people were calling me and emailing me and questioning, how do I deal with this full moon? What do I do? And you just yeah. got to write it out, you know, yeah. try not to let it get the best of you. Because the moon, you know, the cycles of the planets and everything does affect a lot of us. Most of us, I believe, if you admit it, who are especially really sensitive, we can feel the shift in our emotions. And, you know, if the tides show it, why wouldn't our human body show it, you know, what the moon mm-hmm. does?
Yeah.
So you just got to write it out. Meditate a lot, pray a lot, get exercise, eat healthy during the times when the moon's like this, so you don't have this crazy emotional roller coaster going on. Usually when stuff like right. this is happening, a lot of people will drink more heavily, mm-hmm. they'll smoke pot, they'll overeat, they'll do all these things that aren't healthy, and it right. just makes it worse.
Right. Well, and then around the holidays too.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know, that, you know, you add that into the mix, it certainly
absolutely.
Doesn't help.
Well, thank goodness, you know, Thanksgiving's next week, the moon will be waning off, it won't yeah. be as bad.
That's good.
Although in December, we'll talk about that, we have Mercury going retrograde.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So
oh.
you want to buy, let me just put this out. You want to buy any electronic presents early, mm-hmm. before December 5th, even though it doesn't retrograde till the 19th of December, mm-hmm. it starts going into that slow mode. So if you're right. going to buy Christmas presents that are electronic,
early.
Even watches, little tiny things, you want to buy them before the 5th of December. So go and shop on was it Black Friday?
Yeah, Black Friday or Cyber Monday if you yeah. don't want to get out there.
Yeah, go do yeah. your shopping early so that you don't get a lemon when you're buying something electronic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 1-800-595-2943. Yeah, it's Mercury retrograde that gets me. Philip on Facebook is wanting a relationship reading. He's been single for the last 3 years with a couple relationships here and there, but nothing serious. He feels like he's doing something, maybe doing something wrong. He's wondering if, you know, what's going on in relationships.
Okay,
and
Philip.
And Philip is an Aquarius.
I was just going to say, did he give a sign? All right. Well, wow. I'm not real pleased with these cards. All right, Philip, hang on there. I am showing that you have some trust issues, okay? And that you do need to work on being happy with yourself first and foremost. So what a lot of us do, and I think we've all done it, at least once in our life, and if you deny it, you're lying, we all look to other people to make us happy. We do. Why? This person should do this for me so I can be happy. This person should blah, 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 so I can be happy. And that's incorrect. We need to be happy and content with who we are. And so, Philip, you're working on your own personal happiness and how to be happy with who you are. Your self-esteem, everything is taking a hit right now, and you're working on it. What I like to coach a lot of people on is, if you look at how you are today, and then you look at the things that we all have issues, we all have insecurities. If you look at those things you want to work on, if you work on those and continue to make a daily effort of whether it's, let's just say, to cut back on your cussing or to change your judgments or to, you know, be more productive at work or whatever this is that you're working on, or maybe it's a habit that you want to let go of. Work on it every day. Do not judge yourself so harshly. And also know that the more progress, the more you accept your faults for being a human being, the better off you'll be and the easier it will be to shift. But you really do need to work on yourself. We all have those things that we need to work on. You're not going to attract someone in at this moment, right? You know, at this time. I do see a decision for love coming down the road. It feels to be more springtime. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't date, but know that because you're working on yourself, whatever you track in right now, so whatever person you bring in, that person will match the energy of who you are today. And if you do not like yourself today, then guess what? You're going to bring in someone who matches that energy. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to grow and improve yourself, then maybe wait a little bit till you feel better about yourself, keep working on yourself, and then you will bring someone in that matches the new you. And this is true for all of us. We wonder why we can bring someone in. And when we need to look at, like, wow, I just brought someone in and ooh. And then, well, wait a minute. Look at yourself and say, does this person match my energy? And apparently they do, or you wouldn't sync up. So if you're wanting to make changes and improve, do that first. At least the things that you really loathe about yourself, and start making improvements, and then you'll bring someone in that will match the new improving you. You do have love coming, but it's going to be a little bit, and it feels to be maybe next year, depending on how much work you do on yourself, but you do have it coming. It's just, it's not right now. And I, you know, I'm just calling it like it is. I don't want to give him false hope, but you can date, but you're not going to meet anyone that really satisfies you, because they're going to match your current energy. And until you love yourself, and until you make yourself happy, that's what's going to happen.
You know, I think it's always like at, you know, when you're at that point where you feel just desperate for love in your life, that's, you know, if you reach out to, you know, a psychic like yourself, Marla, you're always going to get that answer of you're not going to find love right now.
Well,
because like I think it just comes when you least expect it to.
It does. And you can find love, but it's not going to be a lasting love or the love you want. It'll match your attitude about yourself.
Yeah.
And so if you hate yourself right now, if you're loathing yourself, that's what you're going to track in.
And you don't want that.
Like attracts like.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we all have to continually work on ourselves so that we can see improvement and bring in people who will grow with us and help us grow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's free will is free will. If Philip wants to go out tomorrow and get married, you know, in Vegas, he can.
Certainly can.
I don't think it will work.
Don't want to creep you out or anything.
But
we're feeling the vibe right now.
You going to listen to all that new rock alternative?
And I think you like us.
You want to split it?
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.
He said thanks so much.
Oh, good. So the reading made sense to him.
Yeah, it made sense to him. So, well, yeah, definitely not the easiest of readings to hear. But, you know, it's that's why people reach out to you for help. You
it's
know?
Validating. The fact that he said thank you means that he knew that he had some personal work to do.
And we all do. We all do
gosh.
In all different forms.
Everybody does.
Yeah definitely. 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Diane.
Hey, Diane. What's your question for Marla?
I kind of wanted to get a reading, like how my health is going to be, my health and vitality. I'm seeing a new doctor, and I'm feeling better. I'm just curious.
Okay, you want to know if it's going to keep improving or if there's anything else that you can do? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what we get. All right. Woo. All right, cards coming up. We have Sagittarius, we have Virgo. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. So, Sagittarius, since you're not a Sagittarius, this is about applying that energy to the reading, which means patience. It may be a slow go, meaning you could start feeling better, but it may not be 100% right away. Okay? So be patient with yourself. The other thing about this card is about balance. You know, don't overdo any one thing. A lot of times people say, oh, there's this new weight loss thing, and all of a sudden they go way overboard and they overdo it. Or there's this new vitamin that will help you, blah, 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 you know. Just kind of balance everything out. Balance your exercise with your eating right, with your sleep habits. You know, just start just really looking at making sure you're hitting all the areas. The Virgo card above is the card of meditation and alone time. So I don't know if you get enough time in that space where you get to be alone with your thoughts. And I'm not talking about being alone and blurring music or putting the TV on. I'm just talking about being alone with you. And the best way to do that is to be out in nature. With the weather being so great, I don't know if you like to just sit outside or go for hikes, but it really is advantageous even to walk barefoot in the grass. If you want to ground, especially after this past week, this is for you and for everyone listening, go barefoot in the grass. It will absolutely ground you and make you feel more secure and bring you back into your body. Okay?
Okay.
You do have, I'm just looking at the future cards here, self-discipline. So there's something that they're going to be making some changes with for you, or that you already are making changes. And it's about how important is your health to you? Are you disciplined enough to not eat this food versus that food, or take this vitamin or not? Or, you know what I'm saying? There's things that you have to be more disciplined about in your ritual or regimen with regarding to your health. Now, there is a Tower card coming up, and this is about a huge change. So I don't know if this new doctor is suggesting that you change your diet completely or change your exercise. Have they said yet?
Not really. I mean, I eat pretty healthy now. He's trying to get my blood sugar balanced, which is helping a lot already.
Okay. How's he doing that with medication or just with your diet?
I do have some herbs that I'm taking to try and stabilize it, and then we're working on like a liver cleanse.
Okay. But if there's a reason it's high, you know, there's hereditary, there's genetics. Do you watch how much sugar's in your food?
Oh, yeah, I don't eat. I eat pretty
okay.
healthy.
Because if you look at the back, yeah, everything has sugar in it. Everything.
Yes.
And so I even watched that. And there's a great, I'm just going to put it out there. There's a great documentary about sugar on Netflix. If you get Netflix, people, it's called Sugar Coated. It will scare the crap out of you when you see how bad sugar is for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is a toxin as bad as smoking cigarettes. And I believe it totally, because, you know, we all need to watch our sugar content and what we're giving our children. But this seems to be something like night and day, this change is coming for you. So this doctor may make another change for you, and it will be very beneficial. So just pay attention, trust your gut, listen with your heart, not your head, and whatever suggestions they make, if it rings a bell of truth, then follow that procedure or follow that regimen, okay?
Okay.
But it is going to improve. It is going to get better, okay?
Okay, great.
But it might be slow going.
Okay.
Okay.
Be patient.
Right.
Can you tell me what my spirit animal is?
No. Yeah, I can't. Hold on. Let me look. Oh. It's a coyote.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I was thinking wolf, but it got smaller and smaller and more scrawnier looking. So that's a coyote.
Cute.
So I think coyotes are cute, too.
Yeah.
So look up coyote, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Diane. That's really why she called in. She just wanted to know her spirit animal.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, if you want to know your spirit animal, go ahead and ask psychic Marla Mitchell, 1-800-595-2943. This is from Facebook. It's actually Justin's wife, but it's a question for Justin. He's in the middle of a possible job change. His current job could either change or it could be like within the company. They're just wondering which way it might swing, or just do like a career reading.
Or Justin and his wife is asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did she, by any chance, give his zodiac sign? Not that I need it.
But... He is a Virgo.
Oh, and I just pulled Virgo. I'll show Molly to prove it. There we go.
Yep.
Just pulled the Hermit card. Okay, little Virgo. And I pulled Pisces as well. So, and then I also got Leo. Okay, so looking for a job change. He's in the middle of it or hoping for one?
He's in the middle of a possible job change.
Ace of Swords. Okay, so I would agree that there's something shifting or changing about his job. That is the Ace of Swords. And it does look very hopeful. But I also feel there's going to be drama. That's the Pisces card, because he's not Pisces. Mm-hmm. So, and then the Virgo means, because he is Virgo, this does apply to the Virgo. So it may be a little bit of a delay, but not too bad. There's a lot about his self-esteem that's being challenged here. The change could be getting him. Let me kind of look at him on this. She doesn't say anything about what type of work he does.
No.
Okay. Let me see if I can just look at that.
She's typing right now.
I do believe the change is positive. I do believe it will get him out of the rut that he's got himself into. We all get in ruts. We all get bored or tired. We all need change. That's part of the free will that we're able to exercise here, is when we get bored with something or we want to change, we get to choose when and how we change.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the universe kind of squashes us like a bug and makes us change. But he is on the right path with this. it will not solve his personal problems. So in other words, wherever you go, there you are. And while it may change his job, he will still be the same person. He's still going to have to work on his insecurities.
Right.
But it will give him the platform to make those changes. So I'm going to say yes. It feels like it's going to be in place, if not by the first of the year, by February, because
okay.
we do have retrograde
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of December yeah. into early January. So
right.
that may slow things down. And
yeah.
if he's a Virgo, that Mercury is his ruler,
ugh.
And Mercury will affect him.
Yeah.
So just kind of let things slide through the holidays, Justin, and then it will get better. But by February, it feels way better. But he still needs to work on his own stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and especially like for any job, like at the end of the year, it seems like everyone is just in holiday mode and they don't even if there needs to be a change, they just don't want to deal with it until next
yeah.
year. So that could be some of it, too.
It's,
just having to wait through the holidays for it to start happening.
A lot of people looking for jobs now.
Yeah.
And it's just going to, it may be a way slower process
mm-hmm.
this season than before because of retrograde.
Yeah.
So just
yeah.
be patient.
It yeah. stinks.
It does stink.
1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell. Also, let's see, Delilah has a question on Facebook. Just wanting a general cold reading for her family, and she does give some names
for her family in general.
Okay. Yeah,
Delilah, love that name. I'm
yeah.
sure it's fake. Well, maybe not.
It is fake.
Is it?
But it's a nice name. It's a nice fake name to
okay.
choose.
Wow, the family's going through a lot right now. I'm pulling a lot of heavy cards. Like I said earlier, when we go through change and shifting, when we go through difficulties, it is, or it does mean we are growing. It does mean we are changing. So her family mm-hmm. is growing and changing, even
yeah.
if they are going through this conflict. I pull a fork in the road, which shows that there's a change coming or a decision around this change. I'm pulling Libra and Virgo, and let's see if I get any more with these. No, those are it for the cards. I show egos involved, a lot of egos. So there may be some battling. For her, Delilah, I suggest that you take the high road. You need to be the adult. You need to show people how to detach, pull back, and not play the games. Even if they play the games and you don't want to be part of it, then you just step back and walk away and let them fight or whatever's going on. It just feels to be a learning curve here. There needs to be balance. What else? Just a decision made. I can't really get much more other than that it is going to be all right, but not without some full-blown egos getting bruised. I see anything more. It just feels that the calm one, the sensible ones, will be the prevailers, meaning lean on them. If that's you, Delilah, then just keep calm, be sensible. It just feels like there's a lot of conflict going on, and she didn't say, but that's what I'm picking
yeah,
up, family
yeah.
conflict.
Yeah.
And just stay calm, always, always, always take the high road. If you slip and you lose your temper, then apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Be big about it. Apologize, let it go, and then you can move on. But it really is about taking the high road.
Okay. Yeah, she did say that they're going through a lot of changes, or they're making a lot of changes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't go into specifics.
Okay, just try to take the high road, and we all slip, and we all say things we shouldn't, we all do things, and then admit it and move on.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
Harry with a T. What's your question for Marla?
I think I'd just like a cold reading. I have so many questions that it's better than focusing on one.
I agree.
Sure.
And we don't have a whole hour. I mean, although I'd like to spend an hour with all of you, but each of you individually. Let's see what we can get for Terry. All right, Terry. Right off the bat, I get Libra. Yes or no, are you a Libra?
No.
Okay, let's see what else you have coming in. And I got Taurus and I got Gemini. Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay, good. And then I pull Capricorn.
Depends on how they shifted the sign.
There is no shift.
Yeah, there is no shift.
To me, there is no shift. People say, oh, you're now a different sign. And that is, it's a long story, but I don't believe there was a shift. So don't even go there. What are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
You're born the Aquarius. What is your month and day?
January 23rd.
123. I'm just looking at your numerology. So you are in a, well, it's already ended because your birthday is January. So you are starting already your 7 personal year.
Mm.
Congratulations. That was kind of sarcastic, but
yeah,
I'm just finishing mine. A 7 year, it's very, very spiritual. And if you dedicate the time to your spiritual growth, your connection to a higher source, it will be much easier. If you resist, if you don't allow the changes within you to start growing and developing, it can be very painful. But it is a year of sometimes just wanting to isolate yourself, being alone. Maybe you want to take classes. Sometimes you're just kind of wondering, who the heck am I? I don't even know who I am anymore. You're morphing, okay? Are you feeling that yet?
Oh, I got all kinds of things going on. So
okay.
That.
Yeah, and you may just kind of question, who do I want to be when I grow up in a 7 year? And I really don't know if I like what I'm doing or if I should keep doing it. Am I making a difference? You just kind of really question everything about your whole character in a 7 year, okay?
I've been doing that pretty much constantly.
Well, good. Then you're in the right place. Do not resist it. Just keep putting it out, taking notes, trying new things, but it's more internal than external. Now, when I look at the cards, you're working on balance. Because you're not a Libra, then you need to work on balance. So making sure that you get exercise, making sure you're not overdoing certain things that may self-soothe. Because in a 7 year, there can be a slight depression with it. So don't overeat, don't overdrink, don't overdo anything. Just kind of keep everything balanced. It will be strongest around your birthday, so end of January, but you're already feeling it. Let's see. There is some drama going on or coming up in your life. Does that make sense? You got a lot of drama around you?
Not really. I hate drama, so I don't like hearing that.
Because you're the Aquarius. Is it more internal?
Probably, yeah. I got some health stuff going on that I've been fighting for quite a while.
So. Okay. All right. So that makes sense to me. Then we've got Taurus coming in, which is transformation and healing. So again, double validation. You are shifting. You are changing. The health issues, I had some stuff going on too last year, and I still have stuff with my knee going on. It's just about really whatever the spirit or universe shows you in your 7 year, that's what you need to put your attention on. If it's your health and your diet and your well-being, then that's where you put your focus, okay? There is a major decision sitting right on top of you. Are you aware of that?
We've been thinking about moving, so yeah.
Okay. If you weren't, you said thinking about it. I know that you said we, there's more than one person involved here. If you weren't, you know, I don't know how serious this thought is, but let's just say if you're really considering it and if you can get all your fears out of the way and just look at the facts and then focus on your heart, are you leaning one way or the other or is it too soon?
No, leaning towards moving.
Okay.
Just got to find the right place, really.
Perfect. Because I show that fear is part of the reason you're hesitating or that you may not move. And it shows if you can get your fear and your worries out of the way, there is nothing stopping you. I get strength, and the judgment card is the celebration card. So, and then like I said, I pulled Capricorn, which is being your own worst enemy. So do not let personal things...
That one. Continuous.
Well, you are on the cusp. Even if you are an Aquarius, you are on the cusp of Capricorn Aquarius, which means part of you is Capricorn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true for anybody. If you're on a cusp, you were a part of the previous sign as well as the sign you're born in. And so just knowing that you have that tendency to shoot yourself in the foot once in a while, being aware of that is huge. Being unaware of it means you're going to keep doing it more, but just being aware and admitting it means that you're less likely to do that because you are aware that you do it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So I do feel like there could be a move. It feels very likely. The more you let go of your fear, the more your strength will come through, the better your chances of landing in a very successful and prosperous place, wherever that is you guys want to move. But I say go for it. I just think keep working on your health and move as soon as you find a location. Ask Spirit to guide you and just see what's for your highest good and just kind of say, you know, let's say you're looking, are you going west or east?
Oh, still staying locally, just different.
Okay.
Different place.
West or east of I-25 then?
West, I think.
West, okay. So if you find a house that you like and you're still questioning because maybe it's too expensive or, you know, the school district or whatever maybe there's not a good view or you want a view, just ask Spirit, if this is for our highest good, if this is for my highest good, then give us a sign. And you'll get that. And just say, otherwise, we're going to move forward with this unless you stop us.
Okay.
I do that with every decision. If this is for my highest good, here's what I'm thinking of doing. If it's not, stop me. If it is, let it flow. And then off I go.
Cool.
Okay.
What am I going to be when I grow up?
You are going to be a beautiful spiritual being. You already are. So just let it shine.
Okay.
You sound so disappointed.
I got out of that one, didn't I?
Yeah, just any kind of direction.
I so got out of that one. I can't help you with that other than just follow your spirit. Follow your bliss.
Alternative for the Front Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Talking a little bit earlier about, you know, career changes, and that always seems to be a really popular topic. Chris has a question about his career. He's been trying to make a career change for about 2 years to become a firefighter here in Northern Colorado. Oh. And he's just wondering if he's on the right path.
Okay. All right, Chris. Well, I know a Chris that's a client that's been wanting to be a firefighter. Now, he doesn't have to confess it's him, but I'm just curious if it is. We'll see. Let's see what we get. Oh, wow. If this is him, I'm going to give him the same answer I've always given him. Be patient. I got hangman, but the answer is yes. Yes, Chris. So whether it's you or if it's a different Chris and that was a fake name, it is going to happen. I pull wealth and change. I go that the decision, I wonder if this is your decision or not. Sometimes we, like we were talking earlier with the previous client, sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot and fear gets in the way. And we want something really bad, but deep down we're scared. So I'm just going to push back a little bit. Ask yourself, are you afraid? Are you concerned about your ability to do the job, the commitment it takes? And if everything is yes, 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 I'm fine, I want this, then the decision is more about Spirit's decision and waiting for the universal timing. If this is just one little thing inside you that has a little bit of apprehension, then work on that and ask yourself, why am I hesitant? Why am I afraid? And then deal with it. Bring it to the surface, let it out, figure it out. But I do show it is going to happen, and I see 2017 really big in my head. So congratulations, you're going to be a firefighter in 2017.
Awesome. That's really great news for Chris.
It is great news for Chris.
That is fantastic. 94.3 The X on Facebook. This is definitely a stressful sounding topic that I have never dealt with, but it's interesting. Donna is having some conflict between her marriage and her mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, she's feeling like her marriage is falling apart because of this.
The mother-in-law. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Let me ask her she might be listening right now, but I'll ask her what her mother-in-law's name is. A fake one, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Give a fake one. And I'll just look at that and just see either on a teeter-totter end or with the cards what's going on with Donna and the mom-in-law. Oh, and yeah. Truce needs to happen. That's for sure. I get the truce card. I get Scorpio, Capricorn. I got the heavy hitters coming in, unless she's either Scorpio or Capricorn, or the mother-in-law is Scorpio or Capricorn. There are egos at play here. It feels like, to me, what I'm feeling, the mother-in-law does or will not accept Donna, mm-hmm. or doesn't want to... It's almost like it's, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Donna. I'm just saying sometimes the mother, a mother, may not approve for whatever reason, like no one is good enough for my baby, right? No one is good enough. And or she just may be judging harshly, or it's just, she's made, I'm not going to, well, okay, I'll just put it out there. Is your husband a mama's boy? I'm just putting it out there.
Well, she just wrote that the mother is Korean, and that her husband is saying this is a culture thing.
Culture.
You don't understand. So
my daughter's married to a Filipino gentleman, and it is the culture. And of course, especially if he's an only child, like my daughter's married to, it can be difficult. The culture is, that you definitely treat your parents and the elderly with a way different attitude than what we do here, which I think that's admirable, because I think we do need to give more love to our elderly and give them more respect, but that's a whole nother story. But so she can be definitely more harsh, more judgmental if you're not treating her son the way she thinks you should. And so you're going to have to do what my daughter does and just put a boundary up and just say, look, you know, this is between your son and I, our marriage. And this, you know, yes, we can agree to spend XYZ amount of time with you. This feels like she may be more demanding of his time. But it really is also about him, because he now is torn. He has his mother and he has you. And so he has to, you know, put up a boundary as well and say, look, mom, yes, I'm not forgetting about you. You still are my mom, and I'm still going to do, you know, what I promised. And, but he needs to also find a way to keep the peace between the two of you as far as boundaries and being very clear with those. So a lot of it relies on him as well. And then you need to not take it so personally. Her behaving a certain way is not about you. It's about how she feels if her son is not treating her the way she wants, or if she's jealous, then he needs to reassure her. But there's a lot of stuff going on here that the three of you maybe need to talk about, either he and her together, and then you and her with your boundaries. But it can be resolved. I'm showing leap of faith, strength, and new beginnings. So it's almost like just tearing off a sheet of paper and starting with a fresh, clean slate. But it is doable, but it is a challenge. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sounds very stressed. I mean, there was a lot in her message that, you know, I feel for her. It sounds like it's a really difficult situation.
When you don't understand that culture, it can be very difficult, and it can take constant work and reminders, because the mother-in-law, she's only responding from how she was raised. And
And you can't change that.
You can't make her understand
your point of view. And it's,
but the son can definitely help with this if he's willing to step in and help keep the peace. He's in a tough spot, and so are you, but, there has to be some communication and boundaries.
Yeah.
Clear definitely. Boundaries.
Definitely. 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
This is Janine.
Hey, Janine. What's your question for Marla?
I have a question. I got to turn down my radio. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was going to get on. I just wanted to give you a confirmation, though. I had talked to you some time ago in person, and you had talked about my grandchild and telling me I was going to have a girl, because I thought I was going to have one right away. And you said, no, you a girl, and you pegged the timing just right. So,
wow.
Thank you.
Well, and I know who you are. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
is it a girl?
A girl. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everyone's happy and healthy?
That's correct. Yep. Everybody's doing good. So
good.
Things are flowing. And then you were pegged everything right about my job situation when I talked to you earlier this year. So
wow.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for the update. Thanks for the feedback. You know, people listening, you know, if you've ever had a concern or worry about going to a psychic, you know, make sure they're legit. But yeah, thank you, because it is good to get validation. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. I just had a quick question on relationships. right now.
Okay.
So I wanted to see.
Just see how it's going?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look at that real quick for you. All right. Oh. All right. So I'm pulling Scorpio, Leo, and that's, no, and Libra. So which of any of those, you or your, is it husband or fiance?
Fiance, none.
Okay. None. Okay. I show that a change, something has to happen. Okay. The Scorpio card is, I'm just going to put out there, it's the death card. And so it doesn't mean it's going to end, but it could. It also means that there is a do or die situation. It's either step up to the plate or or not. And the Leo card is courage. And then the Libra card is the question, like I said, fiance or marriage. So there's a marriage question here. I got Hangman, manifesting, new beginnings. This really is, I'm just going to put it all on you. This feels like this is about you. What works for you? What makes you happy? What is for your highest good? It feels like, it's interesting because when I look at the teeter-totter, it feels like he comes into me as spirit. Like all I'm seeing is his soul. And his soul has come into this lifetime to help you work on you and make choices best for you. So in other words, I believe with all my heart that people come in our lives for a reason, to help us grow. And he's one of those wonderful, whether he's a good person or an angry person or whatever his issues are, he's come in to help you work on you, and only that reason. It's very cool. So you get to look at this, if you can look at him from this day forward as a really just a mirror or a person who is delivering messages to you to help you figure out, what do I want? And then this is all about you and only you choosing what you want. It's very cool. It really has nothing to do with him at all, other than he's showing you something and you get to say, I don't like that. Or I do like that.
That makes perfect sense because I have recently done that. I have, like you said, I've, you know, said it bluntly and had the courage, and it's either a death or die situation right now. And so either you do that or not. And so now I've had the courage to do that.
So. Okay, so you're going to not marry him then?
Not right now, no.
Okay, so just curious, just keep asking for a sign. And you can just say, if waiting is for my highest good, because I got Hangman, if waiting is for my highest good, then keep validating that, and then please help me when it's necessary make the right choice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, hang in there. You're doing good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye. It's 94 through the X, and we have run out of time with psychic Marla Mitchell. Now, you're not going to be here Thanksgiving week, correct?
Right. So I think everyone else will be gone, too.
Yeah, everyone else is going to be gone anyway. So not next week, but we'll see you back the following week. And in the meantime, if people want to book one-on-one appointments with you, how can they get in touch with you?
My office number is 970-223-3457. And I have a website. You can also go to my website and get in touch with me that way and fill out my form. And it's marlamitchell.com.
Cool. We'll see you in a couple weeks then.
Thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.